form of scriptures. In those scriptures, there'll be statements like Raso Vaisa. This is a Vedanta Sutra aphorism, saying the original source of everything is taste. He's full of taste. And our tendency to search for that which is tasteful is, again, indirectly a search for him. He's that. So, and we have, there's literally tasting something, and then in a more like abstract or metaphorical sense, we say that something is tasteful. Right? It's very nicely done. It has its elegance. Right? All of these things point towards the Krishna conception of divinity. You know, what is it? Vishvesham anuranjanena janayan anandam indivara shreni shamala kambalaya rupanayan anandam otsavam. Like it was Krishna, he looks like a festival. His body, if you look at the beauty of his body, it looks like a festival. That's one description that's there. How does someone look like a festival? Well, he does. So, and from a spiritual point of view, I thought we don't want to develop this too much, but in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other places, they're talking about Krishna Adharamritam. They're saying the real taste of prasadam is the taste of Krishna. You're tasting something extraordinary. That's him. It has some connection, coming in connection with him. It's infused with his taste, and then others are relishing that. Just like, and there's an objective and a subjective aspect. Just as when Mahaprabhu was in Puri, sometimes they're having feasts or some big celebration. So Swarup Damodar, he's bringing this wonderful prasadam to Mahaprabhu, and all the devotees, they're waiting for Mahaprabhu to taste that, and so and it'll be a very happy atmosphere. But Mahaprabhu, he's aware that in the objective world, he's a sannyasi, and that would not be appropriate for him personally or set a good example. So he'll say something like, as he does in one place, is that he says, I'll take lafra, give the devotees all the pitta, that means cakes, all the rich cakes, and you give that to the others, and I'll take some lafra. Lafra, as you may know from Gopal, is like when they have little bits and pieces of vegetables, like left over, when you've made them, then you put them all together and make something. So it's considered really to be the simplest thing, like the least opulent, the most common. And he said, I'll take that. But that will give some pain to the hearts of the devotees. So Swarup Damodar tells him, saying, actually, this is Jagannath Prasad. Lord Jagannath has tasted this personally. So think of it that way. All these things, what's rich, what's simple, what's that, you know, that, don't think too much about that. Just think, Lord Jagannath, this was offered to him, he tasted it, and now it has some extraordinary supernatural quality and characteristic to it. Think of it that way. And then Mahaprabhu accepts it from that point of view, which is, again, very interesting, because there's something that appears to be objective, and we're saying the real essence of it is it's the subjective aspect. And that's true about everything. This is one of Srila Guru Maharaj's themes. Right? He has sutric, sutric, if there's such a word, like a sutra, sutric, like themes, right? And so one is, you know, beauty over power, mercy over justice, substance over form, and the absolute consideration, relative consideration. Here, what is objective and what is subjective? So there's the external aspect of things, that sort of taste, and then once something is offered to the deity and comes in connection with Krishna and through dissemination through his devotees, like the song that's sung every day. What's the line about Danishta? Radhi Kadi, you know. Anyway, someone will recall that, and it's saying that Krishna's remnants are taken by Danishta and given to Radharani.
Yes.
Radha Bunje Hoye Pritam. And then Radharani's relishing what was tasted by Krishna. Then she's distributing to her group. They're just relishing that, passing it on and on and on. And we're the happy recipients in this plane. And I remember many years ago, Srila Prabhupada saying that he would say, even an atheist can taste the difference. And in that regard, I remember my own little personal example. I'd been going to this, what was called in the Sri Sri Radha Krishna Temple in Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco. And I was going there like every day, taking prasadam for maybe 3 months, from late 1969 to early 1970. And then I went 3,000 miles away, and I didn't have any prasadam. And I started feeling very disturbed, like I need to take some prasadam. I was just, you know, there's something missing in my life. I don't feel right. And I knew I need to take some prasadam. So I offered some, but it was like some bread and some cheese. And I was like, I don't know. I need to find a temple. And I couldn't find a temple at the time. And then I saw in New York on Second Avenue, and I said, oh, there was an Indian restaurant. And I thought, oh, I'll just go in there. And they like come to me and they show me a menu. I said, look, I only could say the things I know. I said, I want some rice, some dal, and some chapatis. And they're like, well, you ordered, that's all I know, sir, please. You know, they go, okay. You know, and they bring me some rice, you know. And so I was thrilled. And then I tasted this, and then I was really disappointed. And then I thought, I don't understand what's going on here. Like, I offered the bread and the cheese, and it doesn't taste like prasadam to me. I've gone to this Indian restaurant, they even give me rice, dal, and chapatis, and that doesn't taste like prasadam either. So I was very bewildered by these events. And when I finally made it back to a temple, I remember in the evening, so I hadn't had like actual prasadam in a year or something. And I was there and the program finished and they came and they put some maha prasadam in the palm of my hand. And I took that and I was so happy, like in the corner. It was like dark because they had candlelight. I was actually crying and hoping nobody would see me. But I mean, that was tears of joy. I was so happy, again, to taste that substance. So what was it? So on one level, Krishna is saying, anything you taste, he's trying, we're so far removed from the center. He's saying, like, when you drink water, rasoham apsukonteya. You know, think like, all right, I'm quenching my thirst, Krishna, there's something, whatever it is I'm appreciating about this, Krishna's saying, remember me when you do that work. Prabhasmi Shashi Shureyo. It means I'm the light of the sun and the moon. Sun goes down, moon comes up. Like the little boy, what's his name?
Jan
comes running. Maharaj, look! And the big moon sitting outside the window. Krishna. You're saying, if, in other words, if you take whatever it is that's being appreciated, amplify it to the infinite degree, or interpret it to the infinite degree, trace it to the center, it goes to Krishna conception. It's like Madhvacharya. In one place, in his commentary, he says that every word has its local context. And just as a side point, it's kind of interesting. In some Sanskrit dictionaries, I forget the name of it, but there's one, the name of the dictionary is kind of like what was not spoken. In other words, when you say a word and everybody knows what it means, they thought, like, why do you have to put that in the dictionary? Everyone knows what it means. We'll have a dictionary of, like, the part, the meaning that you don't know. It can also mean this. It's actually a good way to have a dictionary. So, anyway, Guru Maharaj makes this point, quoting Madhvacharya, that every word has like a local context, what it means in local context. And he compares that the words like a horse and the context are like the rein, the bridle. You put the bridle on the horse and with the reins, and you can take it this way and that way. Right? So, he's saying, but if you take the bridle and the reins off the horse, then the horse will go where it wants to go. So he said, so any word, we're taking them and assigning meaning to them and employing them in local context, in any language. We have our idea, and then we see, and then even people have linguistic discussions about it. Well, that word, it used to mean this, now it's come to mean that, you know. So you can see, it's by consensus, we're assigning meaning to these things, and those are like the reins of local context, constraints of local context. But if you remove that, see, then the word, Madhva, it will run to the Krishna conception, because that's what it's really meant for. So, the taste, there's whatever it might be in a conventional sense. You're okay. You're like a mongoose. A mongoose. If a mongoose was in here, they would go all around the corners. They're checking everything for snakes. Gurudev used to have a mongoose that he kept in his shirt pocket. His pocket was like a big one, and the mongoose would be there. Her head, name was Pinku, with her head freaking out. Sometimes you'd see, like, be talking to Gurumars, and the mongoose, like, looking on. And sometimes the mongoose would climb out of the pocket, and Gurumars was legally blind. It means he can see more or less, but like he'd put his glasses on and say, it doesn't make any difference. So he couldn't see clearly everything, and so he'd be sitting like this, and the mongoose would go, you know, up one and down, and Guru Maharaj would go, okay, like, who? But he thought, like, someone's standing. It would be Pinku, the mongoose. But once she had babies, then even Gurudev couldn't go near her anymore. It was over. So we're always happy to see the mongoose. You see it, Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Still, as long as there's some growth out there, they're still there. But anyway, so Guru Maharaj is saying each word will run to Krishna conception. So even in the most remote and external sense, Krishna is saying, yes, yeah, still I'm taste. But if you follow that taste to toward the central conception of the Absolute Truth, then we'll find Krishna is Raso Vaisa, he's Rasaraj. Like, I'm ashamed to admit this, but I have intimate knowledge of different sweet shops in Calcutta. And at Gangaram's, they have this one sweet called the Rasaraj. And when you see that, you're like, no wonder. It's just dripping with juice. I mean, and how do you say, like saffron cream. Saffron cream and juice. It's just, you know, so they call it Rasaraj. So Krishna, he's Rasaraj. And Guru Maharaj will make the point that, well, like a cow. Cows, someone has to milk the cow. Who can extract that substance? So in Charitamritam, it says, Ladini Shakti Pushti Karan. Radharani, as the supreme Ladini Shakti, she can extract all the nectar from Krishna. He's Rasaraj, but she's Mahabhat. She can extract all of that, and then she's distributing it to everyone. And that's the ultimate taste. And so much so that Guru Maharaj said, because although generally it's beyond the constitutional position of a jiva to experience that, Radharani, out of gratitude to her serving group, as Guru Maharaj gave his, again, his sutra, service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration. So when she's in the depths of separation and in need of the greatest assistance, those who serve at that time, Guru Maharaj said, she turns to them and with, she has a plate of Mahabhav and says, here, taste what we're tasting. And Guru Maharaj said, once you have a taste of that substance, not only all other tastes become tasteless, he said, all other rasas become tasteless. So, but, Jar Je Rase Hoy Se Sarvo Tam. Guru Maharaj is like the sloka in Charitamritam. Because it's saying, whatever spirit, now we're talking about spiritual things, rasa, that whichever one you're tasting, those who are tasting, they'll think that is the best. Okay. So, like mentioned, Madhu Mangal, Krishna's Brahmin associate. Remember, Krishna, they're all cowherd boys, but they need to have a Brahmin, especially if you're going to do things that are wrong. You need an a Brahmin who knows all the loopholes. So Madhu Mangal, and what a beautiful character he is, and all the slokas that come from him. And in one place, he says, with Krishna present, it's one, again, one of these cryptic remarks, and they're all, and Madhu Mangal says, I don't know why anyone would search for rasa in the forest. I've got all the rasa I need on my plate.
Krishna's sitting next to
him, right? That's why he's very funny, also. So, Saraswati Thakur, so what they, like, no one, it's not by some analysis, or we're going to convince Mother Yashoda that there's a superior relationship than what she's experiencing with Krishna. That would be likely to get you thrown out of Vrindavan if you had the good fortune to be there. That's not going to be appreciated. And Guru Maharaj, when he heard people were taking these things and trying to do an A plus B equals C, kind of, that doesn't work here. And he was, in his words, my heart is mortified. You know, some things have been said in favor of Madhura Rasa, and he said, then you're going to decry the position of Yashoda? But to Guru Maharaj, that was just horrible and painful. And he said, don't you know, Radharani and Brajagopis, when they wake up in the morning, the first thing they do is they go give, you know, full dandavats at the doorstep of Yashoda, you know, because they know without her, there's no Krishna. You know, without, we have nothing. So, yeah, and as we told, Uddhava, Asamaho, Charanarenu, Dishamahang, Sham, Vrindavane, Kimapi, Gul, Kimapi, Api, Gulma, Lato, Sadina, Lata, Lata, Oshud. Let me be born as a creeper. He's praying for an atomic presence in the soil of Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami, he can say, or in Ramananda Samvad, through Ramananda, these things are coming. He says that Jar J Ras Sehoi Sar Utam, that whatever rasa one is tasting, they'll think, this is Utam, this is the best. What could be better than this? But we know in Krishna Leela, there's like, as we heard from Srila Prabhupada, the so long ago, he's saying, Krishna's pastimes are perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. So he's sweet, sweeter, and sweetest. Like Guru Maharaj likes so much that sloka from the Krishna Karnamritam, Dova Mangal Thakur, Madhuram, 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 Madhurasya Vibho, Vadanam, Vadanam, Madhuram, Marugandhi Mridu Smitam Etadaho, Madhuram, 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 Madhuram. Saying Krishna, he's sweet, his divine form looks so sweet, and then if you look, his face is even sweeter, and then if a smile decorates that face, it's even sweeter. It's sweet, 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 sweet. So when they would present prasadam to Saraswati Thakur, they asked him, said, oh, Prabhupada, which preparation do you like the best? And he said, each one tastes better than the other one. That's what it's saying. And Jar J Rasehoi Se Sarutam. Each one tastes better. If you're tasting that one, it's the best. That's the beauty of it all. What you're taking, that's the best. Can't imagine, what could possibly be better than this? But then, it says, tatasta bichar, huile se sarutam. Tatasta bichar means impartial analysis. Saying, but if we look at them impartially, then we'll conclude, this is the sweetest, madhura rasa. So it's called the sweet rasa. Madhura rasa is the sweetest. Janmadyasya yatonvayat itaratas cha arteshu abhignya swarat. And this is indicated in the first words of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadyasya yataha. It seems, and this is also in the Vedanta Sutra, that aphorism, Janmadyasya yataha. The absolute is the source of everything, from which everything has come. But he uses this word, adi, which Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says, well, this here, adi means the original, adi rasa, Mukya Rasa means the root, the principle. So it's a reference to Madhura Rasa. And here what's being said is Madhura Rasa, this sweet rasa, is the original source of everything. Everything's coming from there. Like we'll think, oh, there's Shanta, and then it develops higher into Dasyam, develops further with increased intimacy to Sakya, increased intimacy, loving affection to Vatsalya, then to Madhura, then, Svakya, Parakya. And that's correct. But what's being said here is Adi Rasa, Madhura Rasa, is the original, and springing out from there is Vatsalya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, and other things. And all of this is inconceivable and wonderful. So, but I'm thinking of Srila Gurudev using the expression about what is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? That's what he was saying. When he refers to this verse of Rupa Goswami, Pidabhya Navakalakuta Katita Garba Sinirvahashano Nishandena Sudha Nishandena Sudham Udham Madhurima Hamkara Sankochana Prema Sundari Nanda Nandana Puro Jagarti Yashyantare Yayante. More and more and more. Right? That so much, Gurudev would say, Mahaprabhu's tasting matter is what can be tasted experiencing the depths of separation from Krishna. That he was drawing attention to. So, and now we're saying that what is normally considered tasteful or obviously tasteful is not the target, but what is an inversion of that. So Srila Guru Maharaj, he would quote this line from English poetry, Shelley, I think, or Wordsworth, one of them, and says, "Our sweetest songs are those that tell the saddest tales." Those are the sweetest songs. And we know that too, that if there's some, what they call torch songs, love songs, those are the songs that capture people, bring them to tears, make them feel deep emotions. If you have a heart. Guru Maharaj also quoted Shakespeare in some place saying that if his heart isn't moved by song, then he's capable of doing the most horrible things. But anyway, our sweetest songs are those that tell the saddest tale. So, and he gave the example, whether it's Ramayana or any other love story, it's a heartbreaking love story. Everyone's crying, hearing that story, but can't stop hearing the story. Want to hear the next page, the next line, it's a very peculiar thing. So Gurudev, in that way, he said, what was Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? Viraha bhav. In separation, we were talking this the other day, Guru Maharaj put it this way, affection under pressure. When you put the maximum amount of pressure on affection, then what will it become? And the maximum amount of pressure is put on affection through separation. And that was the tasting matter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha bhava duti subolita nome Krishna surupam Sri Radhaya pranaya mahima kiddisho banayeva shadyo yena bhuta madhurima kiddisham. No, banayeva is the first, and then yo madhya sokyam chasya maranubhavita kiddisham beti lobhat tad bhavadya Samajani Sachi Garva Sindhu Harindu. So Krishna This is amazing. He's the Adi Purusha, means the original male and enjoyer. But he realized what he's in, what he can enjoy with this infinite enjoying capacity is no match for what Radharani is relishing in their mutual exchange, particularly in separation. So he descends as Mahaprabhu to taste Sokyam Chasha Maranubhadat, what to experience the love that she alone possesses, the joy, the sweetness, Svadhyā means to taste what she is tasting, and to experience the ecstasy that she is experiencing. So in conclusion, we can say taste is everything. That's consciousness. We have consciousness, but the target of consciousness is anandam, to taste anandam. That's why we exist. Remember Prabhupada at a press conference, and they asked him, like, Swamiji, what is the purpose of life? And usually he would say, and we were trained to say, the purpose of human life is God realization or self realization. And so they said to him, what is the purpose of life? And Prabhupada said, enjoyment. And we were like, it is? we were like, wow. He just went, enjoyment. And they're like, oh. And then he said, problem is, at present, we are not enjoying. And he gave some talk. So just imagine, to taste that substance, Krishna is descending as Mahaprabhu in this world. How compelling, how powerful that is. Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Hari Haraya Nama
Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna
Yadavaya Nama. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama. Gopa Gundana.
Oh,
no. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasini Gopa Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadeep Dham Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai Ganga Devi Jumuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varinya Srila Esi Bhakti Vedanta Shambhi Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimal Avadhut Maharaj Ki Jai Seva Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Go Premananda Devi
Jai
Srila
Bhakti
Srila Shambhi
Maharaj Ki Jai